Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It is I, Phoenix Star 9, and we have Tara McKinney, the camera operator, independent contractor. We just want to get into, you know, what she does, because I know a lot of people may not be familiar with that field of work, and particularly myself, but I just want people to get a glimpse of what she does. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Are you ready, audience? I think they're ready.
Yeah!
They are always so tense up. They're always so tense up. All right, guys. All right. Calm down. All right. So I know you're probably kind of nervous. You know, I'm happy to have you on, first and foremost. I know I've been kind of, you know, hacking you a little bit to get on, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm a little nervous. I haven't done anything like this before, but I think it's a great idea. So thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, man, I'm happy to have you. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. So just tell everybody a little bit about what you do.
Okay, well, I'm a freelance camera operator. And so what that means is I do camera for television shows, multicam like sitcoms and talk shows, things like that. Freelance meaning that I am an independent contractor. I go from show to show. I'm not owned by one network or anything like that. That's pretty much it. I just work the camera for the TV shows.
Okay. So how long have you been doing that?
On and off, I've been doing this since 2002, pretty steady since 2010 when I moved to Atlanta. About 13 years now.
Wow.
Not my fast.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like things have kind of changed since you first began, like work-wise, like it picking up more in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first started, I was in San Diego, in California, and, you know, I was just doing, like, sporting events and things like that. But things did move, you know, from L.A. to Atlanta with all the tax incentives and things like that. A lot of work moved to the East Coast and the South, and so that's why I decided to go out there, too. I figured between CNN and Tyler Perry, they're both based out there in Atlanta, that I would get some kind of work. So I packed up everything and went east to give it a shot. And it worked out for me. It was helpful.
Okay. Now, what motivated you to become a camera operator?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've always loved television. You know, I was one of those kids that you could sit in front of the TV and I'd be good for hours. And I remember watching shows like Happy Days and Facts of Life and things like that, and just wanting to be there. And I told my mom, I want to go to where that, you know, where their neighborhood is. And she told me that it wasn't real and kind of like, you know, dashed all my dreams and hopes. But one day they had an episode where they kind of showed the whole set. They showed the set with the cast on it, but then they showed the cameras and the audience and all that stuff, and that's when I got a clear idea of what that was, and I saw a place for me right there behind one of those cameras, and I decided that's what I wanted to do. So,
wow. You made it happen.
Oh, yeah, I'm making it happen. I'm still in the process, but, yeah, I've come a long way.
Okay. So for you, whenever you decide to take on, like, a project, like, what's the deciding factor for you?
Well, you know, I'm not in the position to turn down a whole bunch of projects right now. That's something hopefully I'll be in a couple years. But, right. but there are some criteria. For one and most of all, I have to think about, is the project worth it? Meaning, you know, I work between Los Angeles, Atlanta, you know, Chicago sometimes. So if I am in LA and I get a call for a job in Atlanta, I have to think about what it's going to cost me. If they're not going to fly me out there, I've got to get myself out there and that sort of thing. So the job, I usually can't go for just one day, you know what I mean, because it's usually not enough to cover the plane ticket and things like that. So that's basically the criteria. Is it worth it? Also, though, mm-hmm. sometimes you'll find that a job, even if you're not going to make that much profit off of the job, it might be worth it in the long run to go and establish new relationships, meet new people, get your name into new arenas and that sort of thing. That can also be just as valuable as, you know, a good check as well. So those are things I think about when deciding whether I'm going to take a job.
Now, that's insightful, and I think a lot of people need to take that myself into consideration with anything that I do. You know, is it going to be
mm-hmm.
worth it?
Right.
That's cool. Okay. So with being a camera operator, what's the most what was the most challenging part about becoming a camera operator?
You know what? It's an ongoing challenge. Really, for me, it has been getting work. You know, getting your name out there. If nobody knows who you are, they're not going to hire you. So the biggest challenge was just being able to get behind a camera. You know, they say that it's all about who you know, but the reality is it's all about who knows you. So you have to get out in front of people's faces. You have to get out there, volunteer, you know, at first just to get out there and people know who you are and so that they can say, oh, yeah, I worked with her and she was good. And so, yeah, I would recommend her for the next job. That's been the challenge. You always have to reinvent yourself. You always have to be marketing yourself. You know, there's not a – you can't get an agent for this. I can't call an agency or a temp agency or something like that to help me find jobs. I've got to find them myself. So just getting out there, contacting the people, and just steadily marketing myself, that's been the challenge of just staying employed.
Wow. A lot of people don't have that bravery to just kind of go for it, you know what I mean? And I see that you definitely do that because you've got a lot of great titles underneath your belt there.
Thank
so
you.
For you, what's yeah. like a typical day, you know, for you when you are working?
A typical day, you know, you start – you get your call time usually the night before. They tell you what time you need to be there, usually around 8 o'clock. You get there anywhere between 7 and 7:30 because usually the show will have a catered breakfast, so you eat. That way you make sure you get a good breakfast in you and you make sure you're there when everything starts. You know, and then you go to set. Usually they're doing the last finishing touches on the set as well as the cast, hair and makeup, wardrobe, that sort of thing. Get your camera set up, and the cast comes, and we get things started. On a show, some shows will start with a moment of prayer, which is nice to kind of come together as a set and kind of just orient ourselves as a team, and then we'll just get in there and just hop right in it, do a couple rehearsals of a scene, and then shoot it, and do a couple more takes and move on to the next one. Rinse, repeat. Do the whole thing again for the next 10 to 12 hours.
You said rinse, repeat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much
so
like
that. Sounds pretty fun. That sounds pretty fun.
It is.
Do you have a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I've been really blessed, though, to work with some really enthusiastic groups, you know, from Tyler Perry with the House of Pain and the plays that he does. I mean, if you can just imagine being on set with those people, and then Ricky Smiley and all the comedian guests that he had, and lastly, just working with Man and Wife with David and Tamela Mann, they are a riot. It's if you can imagine spending 12 hours a day with David Mann, just cracking up. You know, you have to keep the camera steady so I can't laugh too much, but it's a lot of fun. It can be a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah. So... what advice would you give somebody that wants to enter your field of work?
Well, I think it takes that bravery that you were talking about. I'm not going to call myself brave, but I will say that I have shed fear. You know, fear will do a lot to keep people back, to keep people in one spot and from moving forward. And so, you know, just realize and hear me when I say that it's possible. Your dreams are possible. What you want to do is possible. Somebody else did it before you, and you could do it too. And it just takes getting that first clue of where to start. So I would say, first of all, just own it. Know that that's something that's available to you. And then get out there and join groups. I joined a group in Atlanta called Women in Film and Television, and mm-hmm. that allowed me to get into some events and get close to people who were hiring for people like me for camera, you know, and, you know, you get involved with things like that. That puts you into the mix, and the more in the mix you are, the more you learn, the more people you meet, the more you get yourself out there, and you get more opportunities that way. So definitely find a group in the city that you're in or the city that you want to be in, meetups, things like that. You know, and then, let's see, well, get out there, mm-hmm. find any opportunity you can to get behind a camera and practice. The more you do it, the more you learn, the more people see you out there. Anything you can do to get behind that camera, public access television, a lot of channels will have things for, people to do programs for free, you know, so they're going to be looking for free crew. So, you know, that could mm-hmm. be you. You could get out there and learn, you know. So that's what I would recommend.
Oh, you know, you're over there, like, fueling my dreams right now. Keep going.
You know. But, yeah, talk to people when you're on those jobs, you know. Practice. Practice between shots. Practice when everybody else is taking a break. Practice on that camera because you can't take it with you. That's the only opportunity mm-hmm. you're going to have to learn that thing. So take as much time as you're afforded. To play around with it and learn it.
Wow. You're just dropping, like, so much, like, inspiration and motivation right now, as well as knowledge. You know, and like I said, I know you say you don't see yourself as just brave, but even just shedding fear is just hard for people. You know what I mean? It's hard for some people to kind of just step out of their shell and step out of that fear zone into what they want to do. So just hearing you talk and just, you know, just with so much confidence and just letting people know, hey, it's possible, it just makes me feel like I can do anything, be an astronaut, you know, if I wanted to.
And you can.
That's our thing.
No, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think that's what took me so long to actually just go for it, you know. And the bottom line was I just really at the back of my mind, I didn't believe that it was possible. I just didn't think I could do it. Because people tell you, oh, well, you know, that's a nice dream, but come up with a plan B. And you think, like, getting into this business is like winning the lottery, and it's not. It's just a job. It's a job that people do, like any other job. You just have to get yourself in the position to be able to do it.
So I know you listed, I know you're talking about the mans and just cracking up with them and the people that other people mm-hmm. that you work with, but... What were some of your favorite projects ever to work on?
I really have to say this last show I did with the Mams was a lot of fun. You know, Ricky Smiley, that was just a lot of fun as well. Just laughs all day long. The production company, Bobcat Films, they're a great company to work for. They're like a family. And working with the Mams was like working with family, too. Everybody was very personable. You didn't have a lot of ego. You know, you didn't have a lot of the politics that you hear about in Hollywood. And they were just so fun, really great people. They let you know that they were grateful that you were there. And, you know, we were all there with a common goal, and we made it happen. And I don't know if any of your viewers have seen it, but it broke records for that network, and it's doing really well. So, you know, and that shows, and you have a good leadership, a good team together. That sort of thing will show in your product.
See, the way my cable and stuff set up, you know, I have to try to figure it out. But I love them in the work I've seen. So
a lot of people don't have Bounce TV. But you can go on the website and watch full episodes and call your cable company. Tell them to add it. It's my plug. I'm going to give a shameless plug.
Oh, wait a minute. Bounce.
Yeah, Bounce.
Okay. I think we got Bounce, but I can access this here internet and get it, you know, get it popping and check it out.
Yeah, go on BounceTV.com. And under the show, check out the, they have full episodes on there you can watch. It's a funny show.
Oh, I can only
imagine.
I can only imagine. Yeah. But, you know, again, like I said, I appreciate you just even coming on. You know, I only got a few more questions, if that's okay. I don't want to hold you up.
Sure. Yeah,
okay, cool, cool. All right. So, for you, who has influenced you, you know, the most in your life, and how did they do that?
Oh, this is a good question. Honestly, I don't think I can think of one influence. Of course, my mom has been a big influence on me, and just watching her, you know, she's a single mother, raised me by herself. I know so many people out there can relate, and just watching their mom do what it takes and the strengths. But also in her fears, the things that she was afraid of, that influenced me as well. You know what I mean? To see how that held her back in certain areas and how, you know, if I can help and not to let those fears hold me back. I have a mentor, I call her my mentor, a woman that's been in this business another 20 years more than I have, and she's doing really big things, and she gives me a lot of great advice and insight about the business. But I think probably life itself has been my biggest influence. You know, living, learning, the knocks and the curveballs that life brings you, you know what I mean? And it really just kind of, you learn that, you know, this is what I can deal with. I know that I can't do a regular 9-to-5 job. I had to learn that. And it wasn't until I accepted that, that I really put all my effort into this, because I knew that I didn't have many options, you know what I mean? So just living life and getting to know myself has really been a strong influence, you know, for me.
Wow. Life will do that to you. And I know you said, you know, that you realized you couldn't really do a regular 9-to-5 job. Can you kind of expand on that just a little bit?
Yeah. Well, you know, before I did this, I had done things like customer service, call center work. I worked for the cable company. I worked for the phone company. I've had some really good jobs in that field that people would, you know, really like to have, good paying jobs. But that kind of work is just, I can't do it. 8 hours at a desk, you know, on the phone, you know, you got to punch in and punch out when you use the restroom, that sort of thing. I'm just dying inside. You know, I have a picture on Instagram. It's a meme that I saw it says graveyard for a dreamer. And it's just a sea of cubicles, an office with cubicles in it, you know. And it's true that I can't do it. I'll spend all my time looking out the window wishing that I was out there. I just can't do it. I've tried, but it's not for me. And once I finally accepted that, instead of trying to change myself into being that person, that's when I was really able to take off into what I really want to do.
My life in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I feel like I would get stuck. I feel like I would literally just end up being stuck, you know, in that whole 9-to-5 grind, and I just would never escape again. So I really appreciate just, you know, you sharing that, and just, I had a feeling that's what you meant, but I just definitely wanted to hear more of your thoughts on it and why you felt that way. So, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't
mean,
know.
It works for some people.
Too.
Oh, okay, great.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Guys, if you have a question, if you just want to say hello, press 1, and I can bring you on. Because, you know, like I said, I don't want to hold her up. But if you do have a question or a shout out, definitely press 1, and you know, we can bring them on for a little bit, right? For like a few seconds, a few moments.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, people are kind of shy, so I keep an eye out though. But just like, I'm just really, like, being inspired. I feel like I'm going to be able to go back and listen to this interview a few times and just pick up little things that, you know, will motivate me when I'm just feeling like, oh, no, I'm stuck again. I don't want to be stuck. And this is just, this is just doing that for me. So, wow, I just appreciate you just sharing everything and just giving me this motivation.
Well, you know, my mentor tells me over and over again that the most consistent piece of advice she gives me is don't give up. Hang in there. You know, and that's what you have to do. I've talked to many people who are really successful, and they've told me the same thing. times get harder before they get better, but hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, that's what I shall do.
So,
my next question for you is, I know, you know, you kind of, you seem to have, like, a pretty busy schedule, but what do you do to relax? Like, how do you just wind down from everything?
That's a good question. You know,
yeah.
My first inclination is to say that when I'm not working, I'm looking for work. That's the grind, you know, when you're,
mm-hmm.
and when you're at work, when you're done working, you're always looking for work and keeping up with your contacts and, you know, reading the circulars and finding out what's coming up next and that sort of thing. I guess, you know, when I do have some just downtime, which actually is more than you would think, I like to go home. I'm from San Diego, so I'll go back down to San Diego and visit my family and my friends and just kind of chill out, get out of the race for a minute, you know. But I can never seem to do that for more than a couple of days before I start getting restless again and feel like I'm letting opportunities pass me by, so... That's the curse of the freelancer, but it's all right.
You know what they say. Your work day begins when you open your eyes, and then and it ends when you finally close them.
Yeah.
Whenever that is.
Right.
So
but
I
you
can
have
definitely
to, you know.
I know the curse. Yeah, you got to. Well, my last question for you, and okay, you know what, now I see, like, I'm not the only person that has a question. So... last
okay.
49728. You are live. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Butterfly from Oakland. How y'all doing?
Doing
Hi.
Great. How are you?
Fine.
Okay.
I just have a question for Tara. Did you always wanted to do this when you said you was little, or is this a passion of yours that you always wanted to do, or just maybe just come out later on, like, wow, I want to do this?
Well, yeah, you know, like I was saying, I was, you know, I love television, watching TV, and when I saw that there are more people involved than just the cast, I realized that I wanted to be a part of that. I wasn't sure mm-hmm. that I wanted to be a camera operator, per se, but when I started, and I started in news on the camera, I really enjoyed it. You know, and it's more of a challenge than people think, and it keeps me on my toes. So, but yeah, I always knew I wanted to be in TV, and camera fits. It fits with me, so.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
wonderful. It's like really good work and something that you really love.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's something I couldn't do 8 hours at an office job, but I can do 16 on the set. So that tells you something.
Yeah, definitely. That's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Butterfly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Butterfly. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem.
All right. You hang in there with us.
Bye-bye.
We're gonna close out with a few things, but thank you for calling in again.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. So... Yeah, I think she kind of came in on this end of it. She wasn't there at the very beginning, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So mm-hmm. if anybody wanted to, you know, reach out to you to hire you for any work, what would be the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to contact me via email. Working on a set, starting a business, a company. I'm still in the research phases of that right now, but right now my email is the best, and that would be at Tara McKinney at mail.com, M-A-I-L, Tara McKinney at mail.com, and just send me an email and let me know what you're looking for, and we can hash it out.
That's dope. Y'all got the golden ticket, but don't abuse the golden ticket, okay? All right? So, listen, I appreciate you coming on. Now, was there anything that I didn't ask you that you want?
You know, I think, again, I just want to stress to everybody listening that no matter what it is out there, there's nothing that's too far out of your reach. You might have to grab something and step up on it to reach it, but that's also within your ability. You can do that. So just know whatever it is you want to do, no matter what, go for it. Try it. Research it. Google it. You know, go on, research people's names. Call people up, you know what I mean? Don't be too afraid, you know. Don't show up at anybody's house. I'm not saying to do anything like that. But, you know, emails, you know, websites, that sort of thing. Reach out to people. Ask questions. People in our field, they know what it's like to be in your shoes where you don't know what the first step is. And we're always glad to help back and give back and help somebody else because somebody helped us at one time. So definitely reach out to people, you know what I mean? And but don't be afraid to put your all into it because it's worth it. If it's what you love to do, it's definitely worth it.
Well, I think the audience loves it. I think. Okay. All right. Simmer. But listen, I appreciate you so much for coming on. Like I said, I know I kind of hacked you for a while to get on here, but
no.
I really appreciate you coming on and just I feel empowered just from this interview, and I really hope to have you on again sometime in the future. Now that you got your training wheels off a little bit, All right.
Well, I'm good. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for including me. And yeah, let me know anytime. Now that I feel like a little less shy, I think I can do a second one.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks.
Cool. Well, also let people know, you know, for any of the social media accounts that you would like to give out, where they can find you on social media.
I've got an Instagram. It's SDGirlInLA. You can follow me there. That's probably the best one.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I just, that's probably the best.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all I have.
Now, this is the last thing I do right here because, I mean, I also do like a radio music show. So we also like to let people give out shout-outs. So if you got shout-outs you want to give out, you know, this is your time to do so.
Oh, gosh, shout-out. Why am I'm totally have a blank. I'm thinking about like that radio show on the Dog Pound that, and I'm going to age myself too. My baby mama. But no, I don't really, you know, all my friends and my family, they know I love them, but I'm going to give a shout out to all the aspiring, you know, business entrepreneurs out there, all the people that have a dream. I'm shouting out to you. Make it happen. Enjoy your life. I'm surrounded by people who, you know, just did what they could and knew that they had something that they wanted to do and just went for it, and they made it, and they're doing things that they never imagined that they could. So you can do that. You can be right here in this group as well. So shout out to you.
Oh, and made me get a little choked up. But again, I thank you so much. Coming on, you know, it's really been a pleasure. Like I told you, it was just a conversation, you know, we was having, and you just really, you know, you made my night. So I hope that
you have a
great rest of the night, you know, where you are. And, man, just like I said, don't be a stranger. If you need anything, please let me know.
Definitely. Well, thank you. You made my night as well. And I definitely will be in touch.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Tara McKinney. Please make sure that you go back and listen to this interview if you missed any parts of it and get her information. And just listen to the interview as a whole because it was very empowering to me and it should be empowering to you. Got to listen to the whole thing now. You know what I'm saying? You got to see the whole picture. So, guys, thank you for listening in. Butterfly, thank you for calling in as well. Beautiful. And if you're, I guess, a person that's listening now, thank you for listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful night. Signing off from Rainbow Ronnie. Phoenix Star 9, and have a great night.